I want to get back to Syria here because something very important was acknowledged by John Kerry that is not getting sufficient media coverage. Here's what I'm talking about. We keep hearing about Congress being asked to authorize missile strikes on Syria. But the actual resolution is much more open-ended than that. Kerry says, John Kerry, Secretary of State, that he doesn't want to take the option of boots on the ground, meaning soldiers in harm's way, off the table. Listen to this.
Would you tell us whether you believe that a prohibition for having American boots on the ground, is that something that the administration would accept as part of a resolution?
Mr. Chairman, it would be preferable not to, not because there's any intention or any plan or any desire whatsoever to have boots on the ground. I think the president will give you every assurance in the world, as am I, as is the Secretary of Defense and the chairman. But in the event Syria imploded, for instance, or in the event there was a threat of a chemical weapons cache falling into the hands of al-Nusra or someone else, and it was clearly in the interests of our allies and all of us, the British, the French, and others, to prevent those weapons of mass destruction falling into the hands of the worst elements, I don't want to take off the table an option that might or might not be available to a president of the United States to secure our country.
Whoa, what have we here? This is a green light. This is a blank check. This resolution doesn't authorize limited missile strikes to send a message about chemical weapons. This is an open-ended congressional authorization for U.S. military force up to and including sending in soldiers. And you're hearing John Kerry giving a hypothetical where you can understand American troops rushing in to prevent a terrorist group from getting access to the 1,000 tons of chemical weapons. But wait a minute, wouldn't that be a separate authorization? Wouldn't that be a separate resolution? He is asking for a congressional resolution, supposedly, congressional resolution to send a message about chemical weapons. And, you know, cruise missiles, tomahawks, you know, a way of breaking some stuff that Bashar Assad, the ruler of Syria, owns and controls as a way of saying, don't do the chemical weapons again. But the resolution goes way beyond missiles and would allow the use of American troops, the introduction of American troops. So if you've got American troops running around during a civil war, it's just, the civil war in Syria is just as bloody as the American Civil War. Here's what I'm talking about. We lost 650,000 Americans in a country of about 40 to 50 million. They've already lost about 100,000 people in a nation of 23 million. So, you know, not quite as bloody as the American Civil War, but it's still going on. There's lots of bloodletting there, and he wants the option of sending U.S. troops? I don't know why this isn't getting much, much more attention. But, you know, for those of you who are saying, well, wait a minute, what about that hypothetical? What if it came to pass? If that came to pass, then there would be another separate resolution. and it would immediately be voted on by Congress. But what John Kerry is doing is he's saying, well, since there are possible things that could happen, let's not take these options off the table. So this is not what we've been told, a limited, focused, precise, specific resolution to authorize missile strikes to respond to weapons of mass destruction being used against the Syrian people by the Syrian president. This is something far more open-ended. Yes, of course, your phone call is welcome. 206-421-5757. That's 421-5757 outside King County, 1-888-312-5757. Later this hour, we're going to bring it closer to home. The governor is unveiling his own sales pitch to raise your gasoline taxes by 10 cents. Might even call the legislature into session. We'll get into that later. Right now, let's go to Tacoma, hear what Mike has to say. Go, Mike. Mike, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hurry up. Let's go, buddy.
All right. Hey, listen. These people up there, including the boss up there, they're warmongers. And they're using this excuse to sidestep Benghazi and his thuggery. And on top of that, people are going to believe that there's no boots on the ground. They've been on the ground, I bet you, for the last three to 6 months. And it's time for people to wake up and know what these people are about up there, John. I'm telling you like it is.
Well, I don't know how many, you know, boots are on the ground and where. But I know that the fact that this congressional authorization would go beyond missile strikes and allow U.S. troops to be sent to Syria tells me everything that I need to know about what's in the minds of these people. They want a blank check. They want a green light. This is not just a demonstration project about how the United States will not tolerate the use of chemical weapons. And by the way, if this is an international crime, why isn't there an international coalition that is striking back at Bashar Assad?
Hey, John, they've been sending all kinds of equipment to Syria and to other countries besides the jet planes. What else are they sending to these thuggery countries?
All right, Mike, thanks very much. Let's go to Ray in Renton. Go for it, Ray.
Good morning, John. I've been listening to KVI and you since I took the tubes out of the table radio, if that gives you any idea.
Nice.
I got a Hot Talk poster in the shop. Anyway, I got to tell you, this concept of boots on the ground, to me, is so insulting. These are the young men and women who volunteered, our daughters and our sons. And when I hear boots in the ground, that tells me that the person, and I'm not talking about you repeating it, I'm talking about Kerry, don't give a rat's ass about American lives. They're treating them like automatons. That's not what it is. And I can tell you some of the conversation going on in coffee in the morning. If you thought it got ugly in Vietnam with the kids in the street, if this gets out of hand, it won't be kids, and it won't be an inconvenient in afternoon driving.
No, you're
this isn't going to stand.
Yeah, no, you're right. I think Americans are at the boiling point here with people in Washington, D.C. treating our men and women in uniform like so many chess pieces. You know, if I'd like to know if this is an international outrage about chemical weapons. Well, in fact, here, let's take one step back. Were chemical weapons used in Syria? The evidence suggests yes. Do we know that it was Bashar Assad who used them? No, we don't know that. That has not been conclusively proven. There are hypotheticals that would suggest, yes, it was him. And there are hypotheticals that suggest that it was the rebels. And in fact, the rebels would have the incentive to use chemical weapons and then blame Bashar Assad for them. Because they're losing. And what do you do when you're losing? You get desperate. And when you are losing and you are desperate, are you willing to use poison gas to kill some of your own people, if it means that here comes the West, led by the United States, the world's mightiest military in world history, and they're going to take a piece out of Assad, who you're trying to desperately bring down? Yes, that makes sense. It hasn't been proven, but it hasn't been proven that Assad used the chemical weapons either. So just to keep that stuff in mind, we could be sending, it's bad enough, Iran and Iraq, but here we would be sending, Iraq and Afghanistan were hot zones themselves, but nowhere near as hot as what's going on in Syria right now. They're in the middle of a civil war. It's boiling over. And John Kerry wants the option of sending U.S. troops. Obama wants the option of sending U.S. troops while saying, oh, don't worry, we don't want them. We just don't want it taken off the table.